Solar geoengineering describes a set of proposals to reflect sunlight to reduce climate change. It can't get us out of the climate problem. We must cut greenhouse gas emissions. And it can't tackle all the risks posed by rising CO2 concentrations. But could a combination of emissions cuts and solar geoengineering be less dangerous than emissions cuts alone? This is the question we address in our paper. It's worth taking a moment to take on a common misunderstanding about solar geoengineering. Previous studies have found that if all warming from rising CO2 was offset by solar geoengineering, there'd be less rain overall. This has led some to worry that it would inevitably cause droughts. However, there are two things to bear in mind here. First, under global warming, there is an increase in global mean rainfall. So something which reverses this could be valuable. Second, while it seems reasonable to assume that less rain means that things are drier, in fact, what matters more for ecosystems and farmers is water availability. That's rainfall minus evaporation. Solar geoengineering tends to reduce rainfall, but it also reduces evaporation. So, depending on what happens to evaporation, a decrease in rainfall may be associated with an increase in water availability. Rather than offsetting all global warming, as most studies of solar geoengineering do, we focus on a scenario where it offsets only half the warming. We are interested in solar geoengineering playing a supporting role to emissions cuts.